Why would an international branch be useful to entomology and the ESA in general, and then with governing board approval? And I think that there's probably a pretty darn good chance that you'll get governing board approval. That's not always a certainty. I've been on the branch 3 years, and you'd be amazed at how the votes go sometimes. You can never really predict how some of these votes will go. But I think with all the ducks in the water and somebody does the heavy lifting, that the chances would be improved greatly. Continuing along with this sort of procedural information that I'm presenting, amending the ESA bylaws, what's that going to take? Well, you got to give notice. The proposed amendment has to go to the members. What will be the impact? Governing board recommendations. And there may need some input from the Standing Committee on Ethics and Rules. Voting, it would be a ballot voting, two-thirds majority of the members voting required for approval. Additional considerations, and there's going to be a lot of considerations and information, I think, and details that should go in this prospectus. These are just some of those that I've come up with. Scott mentioned some of them as well. But what would the officer and the committee makeup of the branch be? President, president-elect, governing board representative, executive committee members? Will you need in-house committees for awards, meeting committee, representatives on ESA standing committees? There would have to be a structure and a mechanism amongst an international branch, as there is in our current branch structure, to find volunteers, active participants to participate in the governance of the international branch, and then tied in with ESA Central. A website. And then we've made it, and we are making it, I'm facilitating the use of the ESA website for branch activities. You may need a website coordinator. And then an annual meeting. I mean, Scott gave some excellent ideas on how an international branch, if it came to fruition, could in fact have a meeting on an annual basis, every 4 years with ours, whatever. More considerations, dollars and cents. I'm a fiscal conservative, so I always like to know where the how the money's going to be spent, what's going to be required from ESA Central. Will they pay? Will there be funding? I would assume so, but I think that in flushing out a perspective, these are some of the requests that ought to come out of perspective from the International Affairs Committee. Will they send every year a representative to the governing board meetings? Video conferencing in lieu of an annual branch meeting. The technology is getting better. I think we're going to try that a little bit later on in this symposium. But there's some funding will be required for that. And then, of course, ESA Central remits program enhancement funds to the international branch, which is tied to attendance and so on and so forth at annual meetings. How will that factor in? And lastly, I'll end with some concluding remarks. Where will international members come from? Existing international members, and Scott indicated that we have well over 400 or 8% of our membership currently reside outside the United States. Will we draw members from existing branches? And of course, then there's always the recruitment aspect. And then I think a very important aspect, because we don't want to really we got to consider the wishes and desires of our colleagues in other entomological societies. We should seek some input from other entomological societies. I'd mentioned one here, the Canadian Ant Society. And then leadership provided by the International Affairs Committee. I think that goes without saying. And then and if an international branch comes to fruition, it would replace the International Affairs Committee. Towards an international branch, who's going to do the heavy lifting? This is one of many, many leadership definitions that I like. The task of a leader is to get his people, his or her people, from where they are to where they have not been. When I think of this leadership statement, I think of Scott Hutchins and others that have taken our society to yet another level. The International Affairs Committee, when I put forth this leadership definition, I'm thinking of somebody who's going to have to come up and do the heavy lifting. Many thanks to Scott Hutchins, our current ESA president, the International Affairs Committee leadership, outstanding leadership, Rob Hollingsworth, Megha Parjuli, and Gary Bernan. And Chris Stelzik, our Director of Membership and Marketing, helped me get together some of the statistics on membership and so on and so forth. And two of my technicians who plowed through some of the issues of our journals and came up with some of the statistics on senior authors from other countries and some of those statistics that I presented. Thank you very much.
We have time for a question if anyone has one.
Jim.
Would there be a mandate for an official language for the French?
Whoa.
Could you repeat the question into the microphone?
Would there be a mandate for an official language? Well, I think Charles Vincent would mandate French. Jim, I'm not trying to be flippant. That is, yeah. We have the leadership of the International Affairs Committee here. You guys taking notes? A timeline. Well, there's. I think the timeline could be established by the International Affairs Committee. There's no. The governing board has not set a timeline for this. Am I? We have not. Gail's saying yes. I just stated the correct information. Yeah. Scott. Those are aspects that have to be considered in a prospectus that's put together. That's right.
This is my agenda that I will go through rather quickly if technology will cooperate. I'll touch briefly on the ESA International Affairs Standing Committee, past international organizations, touch on funding opportunities, and end with some personal connections. And by all means, the action is by each individual. Looking at the International Affairs Committee assignment, it's to make aware of international aspects of entomology as a science and a profession, and recommends to the governing board actions and policies pertaining to international activities and liaisons with other national or international groups with similar interests. It consists of a number of members. Many things have been done in the past. Whether it's the welcome and the publications that's out by the registration, it seems to be a focus for international folks to gather. We've involved or have been involved with symposia. Also, we're making up for international organizations and trying to contact some of these organizations and work with people outside of North America. This is all spelled out in the homepage. And I encourage you to look at that from the headquarters, the journals, the annual meeting. You've heard about this, online publications. On the bottom, these and many other benefits of service make ESA membership valued by entomologists throughout the world. I think what we're trying to do is to make them more valued. International Congress of Entomology, you'll hear more about that later, so I'm not going to go into any details of this particular organization. Other than to say that it will be in Durban. And where will it be in 2012? USA, Korea, what about 12, 16? The future. Where was it 4 years ago? Brisbane, Australia. And at that time, and I've been to many of these international meetings and congresses, the understanding almost was that we in the United States are a member of the Entomological Society. A small group out of Philadelphia, you can see it has a long history, 1867, but it's much less of a focal point than the ESA. But nonetheless, it carries American Entomological Society, so there's some confusion whether we are really ESA on the radar screen. Looking at some organizations, and you can look at the sites of these and where you can get them, and I encourage you to do so. The International Organization for Plant Protection Sciences. This meeting was just held in Scotland, and it will be in Honolulu, Hawaii, August 6 through 10, 2011. That organization has their vision and has their goal, and you can read this. I won't go through that, but nonetheless, that's another area that we should be involved with as a society. That organization deals with IPM, weeds, diseases, and insects, so it casts a fairly larger brush. The organization of BCPC, which was formerly the British Crop Protection Council, and as I show these, look at what's on the screen. This organization is responsible for symposia, training events, the pesticide manual, some of which is familiar, cartoons for the young kids with an outreach activity, using pesticide safety, so forth. They have a very excellent email news that includes North America, includes this area, and it is multilateral in disciplines and not strictly entomology, so it's nice to have an allegiance with that group. Here's one that may not be quite as familiar, the International Society for Pest Information, ISPI, if you're into acronyms. It's a nonprofit organization out of Germany, animal pests, arthropods, and also it lists and assembles addresses. It's important to contact people. We need to have people on an email, even more important in today's technology. They list pests, very important for aphids and other folks for invasive species, and scientific literature. It has a German overture. International Organization for Biological Control, Noxious Animals and Plants, IOBC. This is more familiar to everyone, but I'd like you to look at the working groups that have been established to see if there's some parallel here. BC of aphids, diamondback moth, fruit flies, corn borer, astrinia, etc. Those are the working groups. Look at the sections, the regional sections that's there, the geographical sections, and what they are doing. So you can see that there may be some definite connections. If we look at that web page again, and there's a number of organizations, and we, as standing committees, try to keep these updated, and they may be out of date. There may be new organizations, and there may not be some, so we need to look at that. But that, again, is all on the excellent ESA webpage. Here's another geographical representation, if you will, of an organization called the consortium members. Some of you may recall this as